after the Shema, we're beginning Simin Kuf Pei Dalet. The first sif in Kuf Pei Dalet we're going to learn in an incomplete manner, because the parts of it are only going to become clearer, A, and B, addressed only in Simin Kuf Pei Vav. So, and that is the nature of the requirement of Bedika for a woman, and the Maila of Bedika. So let's take a look at the Lashon, but nevertheless, let's see the Lashon Mechaber. Let's continue learning Keseder. The Mechaber says, Rov HaNashim Yesh Lahem Vestos, Liros V'Zman Yadua. Most women have a Vesas to see at a particular time. Kigom Esrim L'Yom, Osh Mishloshim L'Shloshim Yom, Mesrim L'Esrim, Shloshim L'Shloshim Yom, Chol Isha Sheyesh L'Ves Kavua, Bola Shlo B'Shaz Vesta, This is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is of the opinion that even if you have a woman who has a Veses Kavua, we're going to, of course, discuss in detail what Veses Kavua connotates, but for our purposes, all we need to know is a woman who's created a pattern that she's going to see at a particular time, and all the other patterns that could possibly exist don't have to be concerned about for her, because she already has begun this pattern. So then she's different than a woman who has a Vesa She'ena Kavua. A woman who has a Vesa She'ena Kavua always has to be concerned that her period might be coming. So the Rambam is of the opinion that because of that, Eina Tzricha Bedika Lefnei Tashmish, she's not going to need to do a bedika prior to Tashmish, because we don't have to be concerned that her period came. The mashmos of the Rambam is that she would have to do a bedika after Tashmish, that the concern is that there was some type of dam that came after Tashmish, due to Tashmish. That is going to be part of the sugya of dam haroe machmas Tashmish, that there is a concept of a woman who Tashmish itself, intercourse itself, brings about her period, which is a very scary thing, because if that's so, then it could very well be that she's going to be usher to live with someone. So that we'll get to in Simen Kuf Pei Vav. So the Rambam seems to say that there's no concern before, but there's going to be a concern afterwards. However, the Rama immediately says, "Gam ein lo lahachmir livdel katzma lo fnei tashmish lo laachar tashmish shelo yehei libo nokfo uporish." Now, the Gemara already tells us this concern on Daf Yud Aleph, that if a woman's going to do bedikas, so then her husband is Yirei Shemaim; he's not going to want to have relations. Now, we don't believe in the Christian approach at all to sexuality. We want husband and wife to be together. It's a mila that husband and wife are together. So we don't want Yerushalayim to get in the way of husband and wife being together. So shelo yeh libo nokfo uporesh. So the opinion of the Torah and the Mardechi is, or the Mardechi at least, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, is that it's possible that if a woman's going to see her husband, if a husband's going to see his wife checking after Tashmish, then even next time he's not going to want to have Tashmish. So therefore, once the Gemara says that really we don't need bedikos when we're talking about a woman that has a Veses Kavua, so then in such a case, not only before, but even after. So it's a machlokas rishonim when the Gemara tells us, Yeh libo nokfo parish, what does it mean? Is the Yeh libo nokfo parish means that beforehand is going, that if he sees her checking beforehand, he's going to get afraid. And the Gemara says, once you have Isha Sheyesh L'Ves Kavua, he doesn't have to worry. Or even afterwards. And that's what the Gro alludes to in Sifkatan Beis, Eina Tzricha Zehu Das HaRambam. And then he adds, V'ayin Reish Kuf Pei Vav, Aval Kol HaPoskim Cholken Alav, but everybody disagrees. What's he talking about when he says Kuf Pei Vav? So in Kuf Pei Vav, we're going to talk about a woman who also doesn't have a Veses. So we're going to talk here. We've been talking only about a woman that has a Veses. So what emerges is really an incomplete picture as far as bedikos when a woman is the halachas of bedika for a woman that has a Veses. We've learned Yotzei la halacha that according to the Mechaber, she shouldn't do a bedika beforehand. Possibly she should do one afterwards. According to the Ramah, then she doesn't do before or after. The Mechaber, though, concludes, Aval shelo b'shas tashmish kol amar b'livdo karezim mishubachas. That shelo b'shas tashmish, still, if someone is doeg l'dvar aveira, then in such a case, as long as it's shelo b'shas tashmish, that's going to be fine. So, I said this is incomplete because we haven't discussed at all a woman doesn't have vesas, and that's most of our women. That's A. And B is that the halacha is incomplete as far as the lemaisa is concerned. You come away reading the Shulchan Aruch, you would get the impression, kalamar belivda karezim meshubachas, that everybody should do a bedika at any time. So there are limitations to this, and what I'm about to say in terms of limitations are going to apply both to a woman that has a veses as well as a woman that doesn't have veses. So even though we haven't learned exactly what the halacha dictates for a woman that doesn't have a veses, I figured now we already talk about this because it's something that confuses people a lot. And also, Mir Tashem, when you teach chasanim, this is something to be aware of. So first of all, Abad HaShulchan Sifkot and Yud says, HaRezim Meshubachas, in your booklet, So first of all, the Badei Shulchan says that even the Machmirim, or the Mahadrim, that would be a better way to describe it, even the Mahadrim who are making sure that she's not Nida, still the concern of Shelo Yeh Libo Nokvo Uporesh still applies. That's number one. It would be Shelo Bifnei Bala. Number two is very, very important in terms of Lamaisa, is what Rav Nissim Karelitz points out. He says in Oz Dalet, Va'amnam isha sheribu yabdikos garmen lo sritos ukedome eina bodekes alamashim uchuyeves al pidin. And you ask any Rav who deals with shailas of bedikos, so they will tell you that one of the biggest problems is that a woman is unaware that she scratched herself on another bedika. And so therefore the blood that comes out on the bedika cloth is actually a dam maka, but then that becomes difficult. How do you prove that's a dam maka? So Rabbosai, wow, the hardest simen in Hilchos Nida is simen kuf pei zayin, the halachos of maka, extremely, extremely, extremely complicated. If you take a look, the Pischei Tshuvas go on forever. Very, very complicated Pischei Tshuvas. So what we want to do is stay away from any chash of maka. So just a standard procedure, what happens when a woman comes in and the Rav has a sense. How you get that sense? Well, one way you'll get a sense is that for the last 3 days, the mark, the dam, has been in the exact same place of the bedika cloth. That would be an indicator, because if it's her period hasn't stopped, so then the blood will spread out evenly. But if it's coming in the exact same place in the bedika cloth, that means that that's a particular area that might be showing dam maka, excuse me. So then in such a case, now, could the Rav make that call on his own? So that becomes complicated. So what we do is often we send to a bodeket. In fact, I have over here, you can pass it around. Here, I think I crossed out all of the information that's necessary. Yeah, I crossed out the name of the woman. Here is an example of a bodeket who checked a woman to see if there, you know, what it was based on, and she writes out a whole, she wrote out a whole thing to me about exactly what was going on. Bottom line being is that becomes a very, very big tircha for a woman. It becomes a very big tircha to send her to a bodeket and so on. So therefore, it would seem to me that what Rav Nissim Karelitz says is kemat mafkia kol amar belivdo kareza mishubachas. I don't recall ever encountering, first of all, a rav who lemaisa told a woman that kol amar belivdo. A and B is that there, what we do have on the other side is that big chash. Finally, another point that's extremely important in terms of hora'a is that one should be aware, and this has nothing to do with halacha, but everything to do with life, and that is, I just got off the phone with Rav Willig Shlita. That was one thing that he drove home to us. He once gave us a shaila that a woman had sent to him biksav. She sent him a letter. She sent him a letter, and in the letter was a description 3 pages long of the shaila. So Rav Willick said, "No, what do you say about the shaila?" So everybody was reading the letter, the back and the forth, and the back and the forth. Rav Willick said, "This is one. The whole shaila is one thing, and that is this woman has OCD." So when you're talking about OCD, then that's an entirely different world. It's not. It's no longer about hilchos nida. It's about an emotional challenge that a person has. So that's complicated. How do you first of all deal with it, and how do you tease between when it's something that's emotionally healthy and when it's something that's a real shaila? So one needs that's the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch that needs to be addressed. Anyhow, Hayotze Midvareinu, we, as far as I know, let me know if you come across anybody who's knowing this way. I'm not aware of anybody that teaches Kolamar Belivdo Karezim Meshubachas, even though it's Mamish Halacha Mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch. Something else that comes up is the Shach in Sifkatan Beis. The Shach does make reference to a woman that doesn't have a Veses, and he says as follows. In Sifkatan Beis, he says, O Mishloshim, Vistam Veses Mishloshim L'Shloshim Yom. And he says, a Stam Veses we have is from 30 days to 30 days. V'hainu, he says, V'cheinu B'shasu Poskin L'Kamon, that's what we're going to call Ona Beinonis. V'hainu Imlo Kava Veses Az M'stama Vesta Kol Shloshim Yom U'mitoch Shloshim Mikri Shelo B'shas Vesta. So the Shach says that her Veses, when she would need to check, is 30 days, and within 30 days it's considered Shelo B'shas Vesta. So we're going to learn that Shelo B'shas Vesta is more Chomor than B'shas Vesta. Nevertheless, and therefore the Shach differentiates between the 30th day and within 30. Now I just want to sort of bring out something, allude to a tip of the iceberg that we're going to again discuss in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, is Reb Shlomo Eger says as follows. Says Reb Shlomo Eger, B'soch Shoshim Mikri Shelo B'shas Vesta, you know, I'll speak out, I'll say outside what Reb Shlomo Eger says. Reb Shlomo Eger argues the following. Shlomo Eger says that if Ona Beinonis is considered like a Veses, so then he says then she doesn't even have to check within 30 days. In other words, the Mashmos is that a woman who's Koveya Veses, then she doesn't have to check. But a woman who's Shelo B'shas Vesta, then she does, Lifnehem. So says Reb Shlomo Eger, if the Shach is saying that from 30 to 30 days is considered B'shas Vesta, is considered a Veses, then she shouldn't have to check under 30 days. And he brings a raya, and that raya has to do with Siman Kuf Pei Vav, that I'm going to leave for now, because it's really his debate that is going to get involved with. The Shach is going to be Lishitaso, and the Reb Shlomo Eger is going to be Lishitaso. But at the end of the day, this touches on the following Chakira. According to Reb Shlomo Eger, he views a woman that's being Choshesh Mishloshim Lishloshim as her Veses. As her Veses. In other words, it's possible for a woman that doesn't have a Veses Kavua to have a Veses Kavua. What's her Veses Kavua? It becomes 30 days. Well, Rosh Shach says no. The Shach says you have to be Choshesh when the 30 days pass, but within 30 days, she still has no Veses, and therefore she would have to be more Machmir, and she would have to check beforehand. So that's the tip of the iceberg over there as far as that, Rosh Shlomo Eger and the Shach are concerned. Okay. Pesachei Tshuva also talks a little bit about this, but Mir Tashem will deal with it in Siman Kuf Pei Vav. Now, in Siv Beis,
was the Shach saying that you would need a bedik within 30 days? Was the Shach saying something different than the
right? In other words, the machlokis between, maybe I mixed up the names. One of them says that you're going to need a bedika, and one of them is going to say that you don't. So let's read and say. So Reb Shlomo Eger says that you are going to need, and the Shach holds that you're not going to need. And what's that Nekudas HaMachlokas? Thank you, Natan. What's that Nekudas HaMachlokas that Rav Shlomo Eger is saying that that it's not considered a full Vesas, while the Shach is saying that it is going to be a full Vesas. Yashar Koch. Okay. So in Siv Beis, now we have the following very, very important Gemara. The Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara on Samach Gimel, Yud Ches Amud Beis in Shluis, and Samach Gimel Amud Beis in Meseches Nida, tells us the following drasha. The Torah tells us at the end of the Parshas Tazria Mitzora, at the end of Mitzora, V'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. Mikan amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, azhar l'b'nei Yisrael sheyifrishu min shoseyen samach l'vesta. We warn b'nei Yisrael, v'izartem, they should be careful. So here we have a reference to the requirement that a husband should separate it from his wife, samach l'vesta, close to the vesta. So this is a drasha that appears both in Nida, samach gimel aveis, and Shvuas, Yud Ches, Amud Beis. Let's see how the Mechaber brings this out. Says the Mechaber in Kuf Pei Dalet Beis, B'shas Vesta, Sarich Lifrosh Mimena Ona Achas. At the time of her Veses, he needs to be Porish from her for one Ona. Now, we're going to see later on, even though that's a discussion, that we're going to paskin that an Ona means either a night or a day. V'lo Mishar Krevos. But he doesn't need to be separate from her except for Tashmish. Ela Tashmish Bilvad. Okay. So this is the requirement, Vizartim B'nei Yisrael Mitumasam, the requirement to be Poresh Samuch Levesta, close to the Vesas. Now, we need to deal with a very, very important sugya in understanding this. The Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, in Maseches Nida, has a machlokis whether vestos are d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. When there is a veses, is that a concern mid'rabbanan that her flow began, or is that a concern d'oraisa? L'may nafkamina. So the Gemara entertains, let's use the easiest nafkamina, the Gemara entertains the following nafkamina. The Gemara says, what happens if a woman has a pattern? So she sees 28 days. She's been seeing every 28 days for 5-6 months. Now day 28 passes, and she checks. There'll be a discussion whether she checked during the Vesas or after the Vesas, but she checks and she doesn't find any blood. So in such a case, could we assume that she's Tahora? So if I hold that Vestos are D'oraisa, what does Vestos D'oraisa mean? Vestos d'oraisa means that her period comes. The Torah says that her period comes. So if that would be so, then there are instances, leaving aside the details, the details are not important now, there are instances where we don't know for sure. She hasn't found blood, but we have to be choshesh that there was blood. Again, the best example would be she checks after the Veses, so, and she doesn't find any blood. Maybe that's not enough. As long as she didn't check during the Veses, maybe there was blood. But if we hold Vesas de Rabbanan, in such a case we could be Mekel. So the Shach comments in Sifkatan Hei, and this is and the Beis Yosef says the same thing. He says Sifkatan Hei Tzarech Lefrosh Hainu Mid Rabbanan. Kachas Kamas Roi Vapoiskim Achroinim de Vestos de Rabbanan. That we assume that the pattern Vestos is a Din de Rabbanan, it's not a Din de Oraisa. That's the Psak of the Shach, and the Beis Yosef also learns that way. Tosos Alatar on Daf Tezayinam Beis Diramaskel Rav also learns that way. If you take a look, the Rambam in Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam also paskins that way. And this is the standard psak. However, the note of Yehuda and other Achronim changed the world a little bit. How did they change the world? Because they introduced the idea that Vestos be Dirabbanan as being limited. Once we say Vestos Dirabbanan, according to the Shach, what could have meant is as follows. Rav Forst deals with the following Shaila. What happens if a woman lost her calendar? By the way, this happens. A woman lost her calendar. She's mamish not sure. So Rabbi Forst, on page 414, has some very, very creative ideas. He suggests maybe she's not sure whether it falls within 4 days. So then, in such a case, batal barov. Do you say batal barov? It's an interesting idea, batal barov. But he quotes that many poskim, and then Rabbi Forst does not come to a maskana. So that's why I didn't emphasize it. But the safe, I finally was able to pin a posek down. So in a sefer Chukos Tahara, we've used the Chukos Tahara last year. He's Roselchus. He printed his question and answers with Rav Nevinson, Kimitzion Teitzei Sora, on Yoredeya. So he has many, many svarim. So Chukos Tahara is one of his svarim. So he quotes, he's my age. He learns in the old city. He quotes one of his rabbeim from the old days, from New York, Rav Olbam, Rav Noach Olbam. So Rav Olbam Paskin, that's how he quotes, Rav Olbam Paskin, that the halacha is on page Chavav, that if a woman forgets what is the day of her Vesta, Vesas, the halacha is you could be Mekel. Why? Because Vesto's Derabbanan. It's a Safek Derabbanan. You could be Mekel. You don't need to say a Chiddush in Hilchas Taruvas to say that din is batal, that day is batal Barov. But rather the halacha is that Vestos are Derabbanan. However, here the Noda de Yehuda had a very, very interesting take. And in fact, Reb Chaim had a similar take. You take a look at Chedusha Reb Chaim al Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, but we're not going to learn it in the Lamdisha terminology. We're going to learn it in the Halacha terminology. But it's a fascinating case study, this Reb Chaim, when you compare it to the Noda de Yehuda itself, that the Noda de Yehuda said, wait a second, not so fast. Not so fast. It's true. The halacha is Vestos Terabbanan. And the Shach is right, the Vestos Terabbanan. But not necessarily is the Chiyuv Prisha going to be Midrabbanan. And he points out that in our Masechta, Maseches Gittin, we have the following halacha. If we're, in the case of Yibum, on Daf Chavches Amabez, that in a case of where we're not sure whether a husband is dead or alive, we have the following rule. We say, Shema Yomus Chashinan, Shema Meis Lo Chashinan. In other words, if we're looking into the future, there are times that we're Machmir. So let's say if the husband died, so then in such a case, the brother needs to do Yibum. So if we're not sure if the husband died or not, then in such a case, they should be Choshesh, that she might be Zkuka Li Yibum. However, when it comes post facto, we're not choshesh. Now, what the lumdus of that is, that's a fascinating question. That's an interesting question. But that's the rule. Comes along the Noda B'Yud and he says, Gishmak. He says, if you look at the Rambam, when he quotes the din of Izartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, that the chiyuv to be porish from a woman, samach levesta, there's absolutely no language of it being derabbanan. There's no reference at all in the Rambam that we're talking about a din derabbanan. Take a look, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. Va'asa loy la'adam shiyav loval ishtoy. It's right after the Gemaras in your booklet. Va'asa loy la'adam loval ishtoy samach levesta shema tiradam shas tashmish shenemar v'izartem b'sbnei Yisrael mitumasam. The Rambam quotes the pasuk. So now we have an interesting problem. On the one hand, the chiyuv prisha samach levesta sounds like it's Doraisa. On the other hand, what are you being Porish on? You're being Porish from the Veset. And the Gemara said, Vestos Derabbanan. Comes along the Noda B'Yehuda, and the Noda B'Yehuda says, it depends. It depends on whether you're talking about you're standing before the Veset. You and your wife are calculating whether it's Mutter to be together. So then in such a case, then that's a Din Doraisa. Vizartem B'nei Yisrael Mitumasam. However, now the Veset passed, and you're not sure whether there was dam or not. Obviously, if you're sure, then you're sure. If you're positive that there wasn't, there wasn't. But what happens if you're not sure? Is it so easy to be sure? So then in such a case, even though there might be reason to believe that there was, that's called the derabbanan. That's when we say, safek derabbanan lekula. Now, Reb Chaim has his formulation, ayin sham. Noda B'Yehuda does it in this, just borrowing this halachic principle of shema meis versus Shema Yamos. So therefore, what emerges is, it really becomes an interesting question of whether we paskin like this Noda B'Yehuda or not. The Nafgamina is going to be whether we consider the Chiyuv Prisha as a Chiyuv Daraisa, or do we not? The Pashtus of the Shach is that even the Chiyuv Prisha is Darabanan. But once we have this Noda B'Yehuda, then we've upped the ante, and then in such a case, it's going to be, the Chiyuv is going to be Daraisa. And therefore, you have to reanalyze that Shaila in regards to the lost calendar, etc., etc. We're not talking about, did she become Tame post facto? Now we want to know if they're allowed to be with each other. So then, in such a case, then you do have a possible Vizartem B'nei Yisrael Mitum Asam. The other reference that we have for this in Halacha Lamaisa is the Pisrei Tshuva himself, Shtel Tzu. By the way, the Pisrei Tshuva is very interesting. First of all, he points out it's not just the Noda B'Yehuda, it's Chassam Sofer. Then he points out the Pisrei Tshuva. This is a little bit of a collector's item. Pisrei Tshuva is generally not Minateach the Rishonim. But the Pisrei Tshuva then goes and quotes a Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah himself has what Rav Rosenzweig Shlita would call echoes of the Noda B'Yehuda. The question is whether it's really the Noda B'Yehuda or not. It might be a little different than the Noda B'Yehuda. Definitely the conceptual echoes are there. Where do we have the Halacha L'maisa echoes of it? So in Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatan Chav Beis, in Kuf Pei Dalet Chav Beis, we have the following Shaila. The Mechaber tells us an important heter. The Mechaber says, HaRotze Lotzeis L'derech Tzarech Lifkot Ishto Afilu Samach L'Vesta. This is a big machlokis rishonim. There's actually a time where a husband and wife are allowed to be together during their vestas. When is that? According to Mechaber, that's if he's leaving. It's hard for both of them. They're parting from each other. So the Mechaber says they're allowed to be with each other. The Ramah says that Rabbeinu Tam says that being with each other means divrei ritzui, but not tashmish. So this we'll get to Amir Tzashem in Sif Yud. Comes along the Pisrei Tshuva at the end of the Sif, and he says as follows: "Vani kibalti mimoriv Rabbi, dafilu man amar vestos lav doraisa mekol makom precious ona samchel vesta doraisa umeata kimin ikasafik doraisa bevadai ein lahakel beona hasamuch lavesta." So in the Shaila, the Chassam Sofer is quoting Rav Nosson Adler, that's what he's talking about. In the particular Shaila that the Chassam Sofer was dealing with, the Chassam Sofer says, and actually we'll look at this tshuva, Chassam Sofer says that Rav Nosson Adler is giant of the giants, that Rav Nosson Adler held that we have to be machriya in the case of where the husband and wife want to know whether to be with each other. We have to be machriya l'chumra that they're not allowed to, because even though vestos are lav doraisa, but the chiyuv prisha beforehand is going to be doraisa. How could the Chassam Sofer contradict himself? The answer is, he's saying the Noda B'Yehuda's idea. So the Pisrei Tshuva alludes to the fact that it could very well be that many shailas like harotze lotzeis l'derech, etc., might be talui on the above. Dahainu, could you be more makil, like the shitas who say that tashmish is mutter, or do you say that at the end of the day one is dealing with an iser doraisa, and maybe only divrei ritzui are mutter? So when I discussed this with Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal, he said that when I suggested to him that it could be that Sfaradim and Ashkenazim will be very, very different. That for Sfaradim, number one, it's clear that they hold Vestos Ar D'Rabbanan. Number two, the Mechaber Paskins, that Harot Salatzos Derech Sarach Lifkot Ishta Afilu Samach L'Vesta, that it could very well be that Sfaradim don't have to be burdened by the Shtikl Torah of the Noda B'Yehuda and so on and so forth. And he said, yes, that could very well possibly be. That for Svardim, it's much more clear-cut to be able to be makel. Now, I photocopied them. Yes, Jason, go ahead.
What for Ashkenazim? Yes. What exactly is Dura?
So what's the Rabbanan is as follows. What's the Rabbanan is that, let's say you don't know if there was Nida. For example, let's say she didn't check. So if you hold Vestos Ardo Raisa, Medina de Gemara, if a woman didn't check during her Ona and it passed, then she has to be Choshesh that her period came. But we don't do that. We paskin Lakula. We paskin that if she didn't check, that we could be Mekel. How could we be Mekel? So one way to be Mekel is to say, where would the blood gone? Nowadays, that women wear undergarments, where's the blood? Must be that the blood didn't come. But is that true that in the time of Chazal they never wore undergarments and the blood would all the time fall onto the straw or something else? Not so posh, and she wouldn't notice? Not so posh. The easier thing to say is what we say, and that is that Vestos Derabanan, and even as long as she doesn't see dam, we don't have to be machmer. There is a Chiyuv Prisha. Everybody agrees there's a Chiyuv Prisha. The question is whether that Chiyuv Prisha is Doraisa or it's Derabanan. That's the crux of the question.
Wait, how do you know
the Chiyuv Prisha? The Chiyuv Prisha is Doraisa.
No matter what, even in the case of something.
Correct.
So,
no, when I said, I misunderstood then what you were saying. When I was responding to you when I said everybody agrees is a Chiyuv Prisha is Derabanan or Doraisa. That's, I meant the Beis Yosef first is the Noda B'Yehuda. Yeah, go ahead.
If the Chiyuv Prisha is Doraisa,
yes.
Even in the case of Sofek, it's still to be Kodesh.
Right.
But then, what is the Noda B'Yehuda saying that there is a concept that's Derabanan? What is that?
That concept is post facto. Post facto. I would even use a different word than Bidyevet. I would use the words that are appropriate are Shema Meis or Shema Yomos. In other words, Shema Meis, Shema Meis, Lo Chayshinan, Shema Yomos Chayshinan. In other words, when we're projecting into the future, then we have to be Machmer, but post facto, we don't have to be Machmer.
What's an example of a case that post facto?
Well, the case in which the Vesas passed, and she didn't check.
Okay.
So, Dina Doraisa, the Gemara in Tezayin says that you would have to be Machmer. The Gemara is told it. Investos de Rabbon and Investos de Raisa.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. There's a lot of what we just discussed is really discussed in the tshuva of Sam Sofer. It's not a long tshuva. It's in tshuva Kuf Ayin. This is, I photocopied this last time around. Now I just do it from Bar Ilan. But let's go through this tshuva. It's not long. And a couple of interesting things emerge from this tshuva. He discusses as follows: Odos isha shegia lel tefilasa biyom yitzias baila laderech. So here, this is different than Sif Yud. In Sif Yud, we were discussing a woman who is. I'm sorry. This is so far. This is like the case of Sif Yud. Her husband is leaving. V'hu ba'ona samach levesta. Okay. V'im ne'mar
it's.
I'm sorry.
It's also lel tefilasa.
That's what he's about to discuss. Right. Okay, that's what I was expecting. Okay. V'hu ba'ona samach levesta. Im ne'mar shebetziru v'shtei mitzvahs ona. Dahinu lel tefila. V'yom yitzia l'derech lo nachush klal mitzvahs prisha ona samach levesta. So the shaila was, a woman's coming back from the mikveh, it's her first night back from the mikveh, and her husband is leaving. So it's not just stam, yotzei l'derech, but it's yotzei l'derech on the night that she's coming back from the mikveh. So the Chassam Sofer says as follows, Shela zu be'ena nishelas lefnei shavua, ha'avar v'asarti b'pshitus, v'ikr kimashikas ramah b'simin kuf peidal, l'chumra ba'alma lifrash mitashmish, hulani is daiti mi'ikr adin. So he says the chiyuv to be poresh samach levesta is meikar din. The shach klasav azem mishum the kanlan vestos lav doraisa. Kach klasav beis yosef shom. The chain mashma mitosas. So the lenient opinions say vestos are derabana. And here he quotes the same svara of the Noda B'Yehuda. Vani kibalti mimari v'rabi dafila mandam the Rav Nosson Adler dafila mandam vestos lav doraisa mikol mokom. Prisha ona samach levesta deraisa deshemas rasa kvar lo chashina. Avol shema tirek mo shema meis. In such a case, that you would have to be chashina. Then he says, But what about chibuk v'nishuk? So that we have is going to be our next topic. So we're going to stop Rav Nosson Adler here in the tshuva. First, Rav Nosson Adler starts out v'chumra because of this no de Yehuda. Then he begins the next topic, and that is what's asur b'shas tashmish. What's asur and what's b'shas vesta. What's asur b'shas vesta, and what is going to be mutter. So the Shach and the Taz comment on the Mechaber's Psach. What did the Mechaber say? Im hu biyom, porish mimenu osa yom kula, afilu mavesas besofo muter biyad. But he said, lo mishar krevos, elamitashmish bulvad. The only thing that's asur is tashmish. Says the Shach in Sivkotan Vav, mashma afilu chibuk v'nishuk shari. It sounds like that hugging and kissing would be permissible. Not like the Trumas HaDeshen. So the Shach concludes as follows. The Shach says, Machmir Tavo Olav Bracha, also to be Poresh from Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Taz is even stronger. The Taz in Sifkot and Gimel writes, V'li nira she'aser min hadin l'das ha'rosh. V'ray misimin shin men beiz kasav ha'rosh. L'inyin ha'velus she'esh la'achmer b'chibuk v'nishuk shu mevi l'dei cheshet. So the halacha is that an avel is not supposed to do chibuk v'nishuk because that's going to bring l'dei cheshet. If they're going to start, it's hard to stop. So therefore, the Taz says, just like the halacha is by avel, so too by nida. So then, in such a case, it's me'ikur d'dina, the Taz argues. By the way, the last line in the Taz, kishaholech l'derech, what exactly the Taz means? There are two explanations. There's the explanation of the Chavis Das, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. If you want, we could discuss and say there. It's a little bit strange, the flow of the last line in the Taz. But at the end of the day, the Taz says that it's aser midina. So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, again, there will be a difference between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. For Sfaradim, it's going to be Mutter Meikur Dedina Shar Krevos. I did not check Chacham Avadya's Tarat HaBayit. I should check over there. I believe this is how he comes out Lemaisa, but it's been a while. While for Ashkenazim, they tend to be more Machmer. When I teach Ashkenazic Chassanim, there are many things that I'm Mekelin, but this is one of the things that I suggest in the Lashon of the Shach. Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha, because one has to put it in context. First of all, if they're going to do Chibuk V'Nishuk, it creates a Yetzer, and if it creates a Yetzer, so then they could be Nichshal in Nida or Tumah Zera Levat Hotzal Zera Levatala. That's Aleph. Beis is it's less of a time of Tzorech generally because they've been together for a while. So if we're talking about, you know, we'll be very, very makel in instances when couples haven't been together for chas v'chalila a month or two. But we're talking about it's the end of her cycle, so then I will suggest to Chassanim to Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha. The Taz is even stronger. I won't tell him it's Aser. Shouldn't tell him it's Aser if it's in Shulchan Aruch. It's mutter, but at the end of the day, that the way I would teach it is Hamachmer Tavla Bracha. Yes, Natan, and then.
Is there a chiluk between vestas? Meaning, we're going to get into the different ones. Meaning, if a woman doesn't have vesta, who else? If Ona Beinonis is a real vesta.
Correct. There's room to argue that if the Ona Beinonis is the real Ona, that tip of the iceberg that I alluded to, that's the real Ona, maybe you should be more Machmer there, in contrast to the other Onas. Yesh Lodun, I generally don't. And just simply to keep things from being confusing. By the way, in general, as teaching halacha, Hamachmer Tavol of Bracha is a brilliant line that is appropriate in many instances. Sometimes it's definitely not, but that's a way in which you're pointing out that there are mekilim and there are mekilim al pi derech haTorah. But at the same time, there's a Machmer Tavol of Bracha. But again, for a Sfardi boy, then I don't think that there is any reason to, as far as I'm aware of, to even tell him Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha. You might tell him the Ashkenazim have Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha. Yes.
What about separating the baths?
Right. So there's no makar that I'm aware of that says that the beds need to be separated. The whole halacha we're going to get to, even prisha when she's a nida, mi'ikar d'dina, there's no requirement that the beds be separated. The halacha is that they're not allowed to sleep next. They're not allowed to sleep with each other. So if there's going to be no separation of the beds, then there's a possibility that they're going to come to sleep with each other. But so even there, it's not poshut what the makar is. I would tell Lachasan that and Kala that they should try to separate the beds b'shas nida, but there's no need to tell them to separate b'shas chiyuv prisha. Good question. Yeah.
Why is the Taz learning this milsa levels? Like, why are you madame milsa lemilsa?
So the milsa lemilsa is the following. The milsa lemilsa is that by avel, where tashmish is aser, we don't allow chibul kvinisha because they're going to come to tashmish. So too, during the zman prisha samach levesta, chibul kvinisha is aser because you might come to tashmish. That's the dimya.
And that's a gemara that says that in the
Chasam Yonos? No, it's not a gemara, but it's a halacha. That he quotes the Rosh in Ksubis says it. So that's where he's getting from. It's not a Gemara.
The Rosh doesn't say that in Hilchos.
It doesn't say in Hilchos Nida. Correct. Correct.
Is it like a Kal V'Chomer?
I thought it's a Dimyon. It's a Dimyon.
It's a Dimyon.
Hu Adin Nami Hacha. That was the language of it. Now, interestingly, here, Rav Nosson Adler was Meita. So, Rav Nosson, we're going to go through Bli Nedar, we'll go through the whole Tshuva Sam Sofer. I'm going step by step in the... I was looking up the tshuva today, and I noticed almost every one of the diyunim that we're discussing come up in this tshuva. The next point Chasam Sofer points out is that Rav Nosson Adler said he thought that just because Chazal were machmir, it's an interesting question what he's going to do with your ha'ara about Hilchos Avelos, but he said that there's a fundamental difference between tashmish and chibuk v'nishuk. He said, when it comes to Tashmish, and maybe this could be Rav Nosson Adler is really addressing part of your question as well. He says, when it comes to Tashmish, if Chas v'Chalila, a woman is Pores Nida during Tashmish, so then in such a case, there are halachos that the husband has to minimize his Hana'ah. The way in which it's done is he's supposed to stop, and he's supposed to wait for Aver Mace, and only then leave the woman. In other words, there's a chash that during Tashmish, when he's aware that she's a Nida, he might be nichshal in having Hana from a Nida, because he's stuck there. Okay? In contrast to Chibuk V'Nishuk, they'll stop. In other words, they're Yirei Shemayim. Says Rav Nosson Adler, they're going to stop. So says Rav Nosson Adler, there's a difference between the two. When it comes to Nida, so over there, if she's Poris Nida B'Shas Tashmish, they're during the Ona, so then it's possible it's going to come. So then he might come Lidei Yisur, even if he himself doesn't want to. He's already in a situation. In contrast to Chibuk V'Nishuk, I think Rav Nosson Adler would think something along the lines that you said, that this is a halach in Hilchos Avelos. By Avelos, we're afraid Chibuk V'Nishuk Otu Tashmish. But when it comes to Nida, there's a particular chash of during Tashmish because they have to stop. So then, in such a case, then we're going to be more, we could be mekel. So interestingly, he paskind lukula in this regard. So let's continue on in that tshuva. So he says as follows. He says, va'amar li moiri, next line, da'afilu lahasovrim b'shach simen kuf tzadivav, v'kreva d'gilu yarayis da'haynu chibuk v'nishuk osem in ha'torah. Even if you're going to say that chibuk v'nishuk is an iser d'arayse b'chol arayas, mikol mokom mutter lifko b'kreva ba'alma ba'ona samach levestel etzarech mitzvah b'yotze l'derech, then you could be mekel for chibuk v'nishuk. Afagav da'prishi chiyuv min ha'torah. In other words, the Rav Nosson Adler had a split psach. Rav Nosson Adler held that the chiyuv prisha is daraisa. Nevertheless, he was makel on chibuk v'nishuk. Why? He says because what we just spelled out about him being nichshal b'toch tashmish. Mishum. I forgot the prishichim min haTorah. Mikol mokum mutar kriyam mishum dehabal ba'atzma eina ba iser min haTorah. El mishum shema tira be'et be'emtza tashmish. There's no iser be'ila. Mishum dehabi'ila ba'atzma. Excuse me. There's intercourse itself is not usher during that time, but rather there's a concern that she's going to have blood. Va'asa lifrosh be'ever chai. And he's not allowed to separate be'ever chai and have anav. V'yitztarech lahashos aleha. We're talking about Yirei Shemayim. Elu divrei Mori Zatzal. So this is what my Rebbe had said, he says. So then he says the next paragraph. So now we're talking about, going back, the husband that's leaving that night, and it's she's coming back from Leil Tefillah. He says, Yiya ech shiya kiven d'ika safek d'araisa, Bevadei ein lahakel b'tashmish. He says that you can't be makel in regards to tashmish, but he's makel for chibuk v'nishuk. That's how Rav Nosson Adler paskin. And then he adds something else. In v'su dehach mitzvah mechudash me'achronim, delel tefila ein lashorish kiyim imashikasa beis Yosef, demutel shamish b'shnei ra'avon. This is something interesting that always bothered me, that the Chassam Sofer says that the whole notion of there being an added mitzvah when she comes back from the mikveh, he says he doesn't know where that comes from. That we should be more lenient on certain shilas because it's the night that she comes back from the mikveh, says the Chassam Sofer, that he's not familiar with. Yotze l'derech, we have. But the night of the tefillah, they'll wait till the next night. So you know, whether emotionally couples will agree with the Chassam Sofer or not, the question is halachically. So halachically, we have a category called Yotzei L'Derech. We don't have, the Chassam Sofer says, we really don't have a category called Leil Tefillah. So he says, I'll be Mekel for Yotzei L'Derech, for Chibuk V'Nishuk. I don't go with the Shulchan Aruch, who says that Tashmish is going to be Mutter for Yotzei L'Derech, but I'll be Mekel on Chibuk V'Nishuk. So this Chassam Sofer is a little bit helpful in terms of recognizing that Rav Nosson Adler was Mekel on Chibuk V'Nishuk during the Veses, even though Kimdumani that the it's taught as Hamachmir Tavol Abracha. Didn't sound like he taught it that way. Yes.
Was Rav Nosson Adler expanding beyond Yosef?
So that's what Chassam Sofer says. Don't say to me that there is this heter also that coming back to from the mikvah.
No, Yotzei L'Derech. Wasn't Rav Nosson Adler saying since you have the mitzvah Yotzei L'Derech, then you can be made on this? And some were saying, yeah, Leil Tefillah, that's not a...
Odos Yishu Shigi Leil Tefillah, so we don't see also by Leil Derech. V'hu ba'ona samach levesta. Right, he was Rav Nosson Adler was only talking about Yotzei L'Derech, right?
Right, but that, so still, that wouldn't be in a normal, he wouldn't be Mikel, he would probably be Machmir in a normal Son of Vassos, just if it's a Yotzei L'Derech,
correct.
The Shach is also...
So to answer your first question, the Shoel came to the Chassam Sofer and said, I've got another Kula, it's also Leil Tefillah. So the Chassam Sofer repeats what Rav Nosson Adler's cheshbon was by Yotzei L'Derech, how he was makel, and he says the fact that it's Leil Tefillah is not going to be a new heter.
Okay. I think the Shach says the same thing in terms of Yotzei L'Derech.
In Sif, yeah.
So he also says that Chibuk v'Nishuk will be mutter for Yotzei
L'Derech. Right. Ein Echanam, so they come out to be the same Shita. Yefemot. Correct. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's see what we've done. We've understood what Chiyuv Prisha is, whether it's Doraisa Derabanan, Nafkamina, Safek, there's a lot at stake. We've seen that the Beis Yosef is Mekel because Vessels are Derabanan. The Shach sounds like he's Vessels Derabanan. But the Noda Behuda and the Chassam Sofer and Rav Nosson Adler all were Nota Lechumra about the Chiyuv Prisha, even though we Paskin Vestos are Derabanan. And so clearly, if we're talking about a case of Svaridim, then one, there's a lot of room to be makel in regards to Tashmish. For Ashkenazim, it could very well be that you could be makel on Chibuk v'Nishuk, but not for Tashmish. So that was the confluence of the first two sugyas. Number one, what is the din of Vestos, and what is the nature of Chiyuv Prisha? That's A. And B is the halacha of Shar Krevos. So Shar Krevos, again, the Mechaber is Meiko, Shach Machmer Tala Bracha, the Taz, and Rav Nosson Adler's explanation why he thinks there might be room to be Meiko B'chibuk V'nishuk. Adkan. Okay. Now, the next two topics that we're going to discuss is how do we define the Ona HaSamach Levesta? What is an Ona HaSamach Levesta? So, what happens is when you have chasanim and you have people that are learning Shulchan Aruch without learning the sugyas, sometimes they forget that it's actually a machlokas tanoim. Everybody quotes the Avi Yosef and the Orzarua, etc., etc. So we have to be careful to make sure that we don't forget that it's a machlokas tanoim. One of the reasons I think the world forgot that it's a machlokas tanoim is because the Beis Yosef was so upset that there were those who had forgotten. He doesn't even quote the different shitas. In other words, the Beis Yosef wants to be absolutely clear, so he writes in Dibra Maskel Mashakosim Imu Biyom Porish Mimena. He quotes Ifsika Hilchasik Reb Yehuda, that we paskin like Reb Yehuda on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. What's this Reb Yehuda? So if you take a look in the photocopies, we have a machlokis between Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amid Beis about what happens in regards to a woman who sees at different times of the day. So Reb Yossi says on the first wide line in Samach Gimel Amid Beis, "Haisa lemuda lios ro emanei tzachama." If she starts seeing at the time of sunrise, Eina asura elimanei tzachama. It's only asur during nates. Rabbi Yehuda Amar kol yom shalot. Rabbi Yehuda says that goes an entire day. By the way, this is an opportunity to tell you something that is important that sort of we gloss over. Hilchos Nida is different than almost every other area in halacha in terms of calculating days. Of course, we know there's onas yom and onas laila. We're about to pass them like Rabbi Yehuda, that you separate the entire ona. So generally, when it comes to halacha, so we view the time between shkia and seis as a time of safek, and the time between alos and nates as a time of safek. Yet hilchos nida, for some reason, is an exception. That day is absolutely from nates till shkia, and night is from shkia to nates. So that's an exception. Mamish an exception. So we sort of see a little bit of that in this Gemara. Yes?
In terms of tefillah also?
No, not in terms of tefillah. In terms of counting when, what's her ona, 100%. Tefillah is going to be a different story. So in regards to, talking about now Cheshbening Vestos. That's all we're talking about. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi argue. And if you take a look at the Gemara, later on in Hosa Limuda, the Gemara has Ahava Mina, that within Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he doesn't mean day, maybe he means 6 hours from day and 6 hours from night. In other words, what happens if the woman sees right after Nates? So then you should say, it should give her the first half of the day and the last night, because it's going to be the same Vesas as if she sees 2 PM. So, but the Gemara says, yes, La Halacha, that's going to be the Shita. So this is the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is that we're koresh that day. This leads the Beis Yosef, as we've seen, the Beis Yosef has been very cut and dry. Kedarko b'kodesh. Why is the Beis Yosef much more cut and dry than the Noda B'Yehuda, let's say, or the Ramah? So just to emphasize what we emphasize all the time in halacha shir, the Beis Yosef writes in his Akdama that he's going to take a very straightforward approach to halacha. He's going to choose 3 Dayanim. Who are the 3 Dayanim? The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. And he's going to basically, he doesn't always do this, but he often does this, he's going to take their 3 Shitos, count them up, and if there's a Rove, he's going to follow the Rove. So Beis Yosef's approach is much less to try to Cheshbon conceptual or Svaras. At the end of the day, Now, the Beis Yosef gets involved in many questions, but when it comes to being machriya la halacha, he will often be machriya based on the above. Of course, the Beis Yosef did an interesting move, is that he chose two Sfaradim and one Ashkenazi. So he loaded it in his tradition, and of course that's what partially what leads to the Rama writing the Darchei Moshe. And as I've said, the humility of the Rama created his greatness and saved Klal Yisrael. The Rama was not known as one of the biggest gedolim of his day. He was one of the big ones, but he was not the biggest of the gedolim. In fact, he had an older cousin. The Rama had an older cousin who was a massive, massive Talmud Chacham, who was recognized as one of the Gedolei Hadar, whose Svarim are kamat not used at all today in terms of the halacha. He also had a different shita in halacha, and this cousin, older cousin, writes to the Rama very, very scathingly. It's clear who was the Talmud and who was the Rebbe. But the Rama's humility, not to be sholachas v'chalil the other gadol, but the Rama's humility, that the Rama said, look, there's an awesome thing that the Beis Yosef is doing. It's an awesome thing that what he's doing in the Shulchan Aruch. All I'm going to do is I'm just going to write a little Haggah here. I'm going to write a little Haggah here. Where the Minhagim and Ashkenaz is a little bit different. Or where the Haggah Shari Dura disagrees and so on and so forth. There's no question in my mind that the humility of the Ramah did two things. Number one, it propelled him he became the posek of Ashkenaz. That was number one. And number two is he also saved Klal Yisrael in the sense that we now all have one book of halacha that we all share, both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, which is an amazing, amazing thing. Nachzor in Yonenu. So the Beis Yosef is very cut and dry over here. So the Beis Yosef says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, everybody else who tried to change Vestos and tried to change it from being that day is going to be wrong. Okay. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says, the Or Zeruah, one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz, who tried to change it, then he's wrong as well. That's what the Beis Yosef writes in the Ramasal Mashikas of Imhu. What's he referring to? So this Chumrah of the Or Zeruah is as follows. He says, Mashanimsa Kosov al Shem Arzarua. Porish Adam Yishto Samach Levesta Chav Dalid shows the Chiv to be Porish 24 hours in Regil Liris Beyond Parshman Kol Yosem Alayla Shlefnechen Vechen Lehefech Adkan Ve'ein Tam Vishor Shadvarim Elu. There's no source for this idea because the Gemara already paskened like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Arzarua was not a small guy. So I mean that the Beis Yosef says Ve'ein Tam Vishor Shadvarim Elu. That's a very, very, very sharp allegation. Okay, so let's put aside that allegation of the Beis Yosef is on a warpath today. In his straightforward approach, the Beis Yosef is Vestos de Rabban. There were no Sveikas for the Beis Yosef at all today. So Beis Yosef continues plowing away, and he says, the same applies for another Shita. Kasvu v'agos b'aymini, b'shem av Yosef, v'kama ona yom olayla, b'imei nisen v'tishrei, v'chetzi yom v'chetzi layla, b'yomei tamuz v'tevis. Okay, so before I do that, so he quotes the another different shita, and that is the shita of the Avi Yosef. The Avi Yosef says that you divide you adjust based to the calendar. So if we're talking about the days of Nisan and Tishrei, where the days are essentially 12-hour intervals. So then, in such a case, then that's fine. Then the day, that day, is a 12-hour interval. But what happens if you're dealing with the winter? So and especially in European countries, it was possible that it would be light only seven hours. So comes along the Avi Yosef, and the Avi Yosef has, at first glance, a reasonable cheshbon. And the Avi Yosef's cheshbon is that we should adjust based on the situation of the amount of day it is. And if you only have 8 hours of day, so then in such a case, best to do 6 hours of day and 6 hours of darkness. You're more likely to get at the calculus of the Riyas Nida that way, as opposed to just using the day itself. So we have two two Rishonim that started playing around with the time of the Ona. The Or Zeruah in regards to day and night, and the Avi Yosef in regards to the breakdown of the hours. The Beis Yosef again rejects out of hand, and Dibur Maskel Kasva Gos Maimini, he entirely rejects that. Mikol Mokom Nirali She'en Lochosh Lekach Me'achar She'aposkim Lo Zkirua V'gam Lishna De Gemara Mashma De Lo Kapid El Al Ayom O Alayla. And he also says the Gemara doesn't seem to say this. The Gemara doesn't seem to differentiate between day or night. Now there is a discussion in the poskim what Gemara is the Beis Yosef saying is mashma not that way. So there are two Gemaras. One is the Gemara on Samach Hei Amud Beis. I put in your booklet where the Gemara says V'kama Ona, what is an Ona? 10 lines from the top on Samach Hei Amud Beis, page 130 in the booklet. V'kama Ona, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan, Oy Yoim Oy Laila, either day or night. In other words, it could very well be that that was the Beis Yosef's reference, that an Ona is either a day or a night. The reason why that's not a full Hechreach is because that Gemara is talking about calculating Dam Besumim. The Gemara tells us that when a Kala gets married, the first four nights, the Mishnah already tells us, the first four nights we could assume that the blood is Dam Besulim and not Dam Nida, because it's going to be four nights that she'll bleed after she has her first Tashmish. So you count those four Onos. So the Gemara talks about the Onos as being Yom or Laila. So you could have argued that that's not talking about the Chiyuv Prisha, it's talking about the Cheshbin of Dam Besulim. You could also point to the Gemara that we just saw on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis.
Since that Gemara is only talking about Dam Besulim, that's where...
Exactly. That's we're just formulating different ways. I said that L'chura, you could say that Gemara is a source, what the Beis Yosef was saying to the first Gemara, or you could say that Gemara is only talking about Dam Besulim, and then there's no Raya. And you want to say even stronger, you want to say that's only by Dam Besulim. Okay, maybe. There's no hechreach from that either. Or you could point to that the Beis Yosef is referring to the Gemara on Samach Gimel and the Beis.
Just a second.
Or that Gemara, the Gemara B'tchilas Imam or B'tchilas Laila, seems to say that you're looking at either the day, a full day, or a full night. But okay, yeah. What were you going to say? I'm sorry that the Bach says.
Yeah, I thought that the Bach thought from that Gemara of Dam Besulim that you can learn your day shows.
So the question is,
right, which is like that, yes, that he's trying to say.
Right, but the problem there was that Rabbi Yochanan said, "O Yom O Laila." Unless he means the Havamina of the Gemara. Because I thought the Maskana, what I'm pointing to is the Maskana of the Gemara. Maybe what the Bach was pointing to was the Havamina of the Gemara. That's the Bach is pointing to the Havamina. Shlomi, you had something before, I apologize. I was talking about the Avi Yosef of adjusting the time.
For some reason, we thought that Avi Yosef meant that you start at 6 a.m., but somebody's saying, right? It doesn't go buster that clock. You still go buster the nits, but just say that if it starts at nits, and you only had 7 hours of daytime, you would continue on with 5 more at night.
That's a great question. L'chura, the Lashon Avi Yosef is like this. The Shir Ona, let's see the Lashon. The Shir Ona have a Yud Beis Shos. So l'chura, I would have assumed that what he means is that whenever you saw, that you would divide 6 hours before and 6 hours after. That's what I thought he was saying. But I think you're right that there is There is a discussion in the poskim exactly how the Avi Yosef made his cheshbon. I assumed it was that you divided six and six from the moment that you saw, and if you went into the nighttime from the day, that's not going to be a problem.
Meaning, in your cheshbon, your cheshbon the best as what as like four, like it happened at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when
right.
The next
exactly.
Time.
That and you make the chishuv exactly. That's how I assumed in the Avi Yosef. But now, as we're talking it out, I do remember sort of vaguely years and years and years ago, I did see that there was a diun exactly how the Avi Yosef makes the cheshbon. But that's how I'd always assumed. Okay, tov. So that's in regards to the Avi Yosef and the question of if it's a beferish gemara. Yeah.
I'm sure other people can talk about it, but I think the Taz kind of suggests both options. The Taz who rejects it, he suggests either option. He says, no matter way, he thinks either way is problematic, but clearly he thinks that it could have been either way. He says, whether it's six and six, or whether you're calculating it based on when you see and then calculating how much data it is, and then
how much
add
night,
on,
or add on, both are going to be
like
correct.
It,
okay. All right, so it was the Taz. Okay, it was the Taz. Beautiful. Okay. Shkar. So both of those possibilities exist. Fine. So this is in regards to the Shita of the Avi Yosef. Now here, as the Beis Yosef says, the Pashas of the Gemara are not that way. As Natan pointed out, maybe it's a Hava Min of the Gemara, and that's what the Bach is alluding to. But the Mashmos is both from Samach Gimel and Beis, Samach Hem and Beis, that we follow the day. And I'm not aware of anybody that goes with the Avi Yosef. I'm not aware of anybody that goes Lamaisa with the Avi Yosef. However, in regards to the Or Zeruah, that's a very, very, very different story. In regards to Or Zeruah, so let's read the Or Zeruah again. By the way, I photocopied the Or Zeruah. It's in the booklet if you want to look inside. But again, the din of the Or Zeruah, which is not brought down by the Ramah or the Shulchan Aruch, is as follows. Let's be 100% clear. If a woman has her Vesas today, that she's seen during the day, let's say, what are we up to? Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, something like that. So let's say it's Yud Beis, and a woman sees during the day of Yud Beis. That means the next month, let's talk about Vesas HaChodesh. So the next month would be in Yud Beis Tishrei. So then the halacha would be that she would have to be Porish, the couple would have to be Porish, not only during the day, but even the night of Yud Beis as well. That's the Schumra that he's quoting from the Or Zeruah. So, the Shach, interestingly, did a Trias HaMeisin. The Shach took this Or Zeruah, and he paskin like it. The Bach himself also is nota to it. But I've always been enamored by why the Shach did a Trias HaMeisim on it. Dahainu. That Luchura, the Beis Yosef's kasha is a bomb kasha. Beis Yosef says, the Gemara is Befurish, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that you have to be Porish in that Veset. So how in the world would you justify a new Chumrah? Now, by the way, Rav Vosner, we're going to see at the end of the Shir, Rav Vosner says, Eina Chanami, the Or Zeruah knew we pask in that way. But he's adding a Midas Chasidus over here. And he explains why he added this Midas Chasidus. The Shach, that's not his approach. The Shach wants to make it a Lamdash Adin, wants to make it a Halachik Din. The Shach is not happy with a Chasidus Shechumra. He believes the Or Zeruah is right, and it's a Yisod Hilchatit. So let's take a look at the Shach in Sifkatan Zayin. Uba Or Zeruah Kosav, Poresh Adam Ishto Samach Vesta, halfway through Sifkatan Zayin. In my edition, it's a separate Dibra Maschil. Uba'ar Zeruah Akasa, Porish Adam Ishto Samach Levesta, Chav Dalet Shos. 24 hours. Im Regila Liras Biyom, if she's used to seeing in a day, Porish Menu Kol Osa Yom. Vahalayla Shlefana, Vechain Lehefech. Vahayim Beraivon, Simen Shin Yuches, Vashas Perika Isha. Vitzarech, the Tzarech Lomar, the Das Raivon, the Vadai, Im Yesh Leves Kavua Biyom, Kigon Shesh Leves Liras Leolam Bitchilasa, Leolam Bimtsiasa, Leolam Bisofa. Ain't Tzarech Lefrosh, says the Shach, a fascinating Chiddush. Says like this, Rabbosai. He says, of course, if a woman sees like clockwork on Yud Beis, at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. So then, of course, then the halacha would be that you poresh samach levesta means that you poresh from the morning, from nates. But, he says, avo im regila liras biyom ve'en la shas kavua. But if she sees during the day, but one time in her, she saw at 11 o'clock. One time she sees at 4 in the afternoon. Another time she sees 7 in the morning. Ve'en la shas kavua rak l'pam t'chlas l'pam m'seas l'pam m'selfo im kein kol hayom vesta dami. Kilu ayavesta kol hayom. Her vestas then is the entire day. And then she needs to be poresh the night before. Now I want to point out, everybody follow, I'll say the shach again in English, it's a beautiful yisod. He's saying, and there are many rayas to this, that in the time of the Gemara, when women saw at a veset, it didn't just mean that they saw be'erach on that day, they would see at a particular time, within a half hour in the afternoon, within a half hour in the morning, consistently, and they would have a veset like that. But if nowadays we don't have that type of consistency, and most of our women who have a veses kavua, it worked out that way. It happened to be that one time is in the afternoon, one time in the morning. So the Shach says, in such a case, then the chiyuv is to be poresh before. And that's the pshat in the chumrah of the arzaruah. The arzaruah has 24 hours for that reason. I'd like to bring a raya from it in the Lashon HaGemara. What was the Lashon HaGemara that we saw? The Lashon HaGemara was poresh samuch levesta. What's this Lashon samuch levesta? You poresh b'shas vesta, or poresh ba'onas havesta. The answer is samuch is this idea that samuch is telling us, and that might be goof of the Gemara Shaila by imanei tzachama. That's goof of the machlokes. Rabbi Yossi says that you got to be poresh beforehand. Rabbi Yossi says no. In that case, that's already going to be considered already samuch. So it's samuch which is the vart. If that's so, so what's the samuch? If one time she sees it 5 in the morning, and one time she sees at 5 at night, what's going to be the samach? The answer is, you got to wait till the night before. That's the svara of the shach. Again, this chumrah, maybe with a little bit of a nuance, again, I teach this to chasanim as hamachmir tavo alav bracha. Here, though, with an added knech, and that is that I would say that to encourage a young couple to be makil, unless they both know that they want to be machmir. Chazal do say, sometimes I'll tell this to Chasan and Kala, that Chazal do say that if someone who's machmir, for on Prisha, Zocha, they say for great boys, that they'll have great boys. So I guess it's easier to have great girls than it is to have great boys. I say that men are mediocre, and women are good. I actually say even more sharp. I say men are evil and women are good. But so Chazal needed to give an added bracha. So it's a special segula of being poor samach levesta. So it could be that this, but they need to be ready. And sometimes a young couple, they're growing, they're forming, and what is exactly right for their avodas Hashem might be. Might be still vague. So in such a case, I would even add, in this case, because it's in regards to the shach by the chumrah of krevos. So there's a lot of svara to say they've been together already. V'chule. Better to tell them just black and white, not talking about dress. Black and white in regards to about being poresh as far as no chibuk v'nishuk. Over here, it could be that it's a little bit more complicated. I always love this pshat. Comes along Rabbi Kiva, this pshat of the shach. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger has a sharp take. Take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Sifkat and Dal, the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says like this. L'fi ani es daiti, he says, arvecha arva tzarech. What's an arev? An arev is someone who brings you, who's a cosigner. So he says the shach's cosigner in halacha, that's called a raya, is sometimes referred to as an arev. So the raya was your arev, the one who's helping you out. He says your arev arvecha arvatzar. Your cosigner needs a cosigner. In other words, you're bringing me a cosigner, but you're right. Let's say I don't trust you chas v'chalila to pay back the loan. So I ask you to bring a cosigner. You bring your friend who's just a low mutzlach like you. So that's not that's it, it was so I, that help, that makes me feel better. You bring me this cosine. It doesn't make you. So comes along with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, you brought yourself, you brought a raya. Your raya itself. Your in this case, it's as much the svara. You gave a svara. That svara itself needs a raya. So you could say a brilliant chiddush, but it needs substance. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if he needs to arvacha arvatzav, the b'shuta yeshlam the gamba zayin tzarich lifrosh. You want to say, no, the case over here is where she has an erratic hour, and then you need to be parish samach. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Mehechitesi. Have to be parish. Where do you get this from? Arvacha arvatzarach. You have a nice svara, but that svara needs a raya. Where do you get it from? Arvacha arvatzarach. So what's going on with Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Shach? So I saw a beautiful pshat. Let me introduce you to a couple svarim as we're concluding shir today. First of all, Masifta at your... I would imagine most of you are familiar with Masifta Gemaras. Masifta has already been doing it, the same thing already with Shulchan Aruch as well. They're probably going to... Last year we had Basar V'Cholov, Taruvas yet they haven't tackled. But Basar V'Cholov, they've done a fantastic job. It's actually... They changed their logistics. In Hilchos Nida, they actually try to print a full-fledged Shulchan Aruch. So it's four volumes. And Basar B'Cholov, they changed their layout. They decided that they're not going to try to print a full-fledged Shulchan Aruch. So here it's in four volumes. What's amazing is that it's like on every word in Shulchan Aruch, Shach and Taz, they have a running commentary, like their commentary on the Gemara. So if you're stuck in a Taz, or you're stuck in a Shach, you just open it up, it's like opening up a Rav Kahati. So that's the first thing they've done. Also, the back is tremendous. It's like the Masifta in the back. All the Yalkut Biurim, they have all the Mar Makomos, and so on and so forth. In a way, I don't want you to buy it, because it's almost, A, it's too much. B, you're going to put Raveim out of business. No one's going to want to come to Shir anymore. Because there's everything here. I have a comment about that shortly. But it's really, really fantastic as a resource. Of course, you can buy it, and so on. I do believe that coming to Shir is still very helpful. My cousin writes for them. I have a cousin who's holding an all of Shas, and any time in any Lamdash or Sugya and anywhere in Shas, I call him up. He's on the spot. And so they have 40 or 50 people that write for them. He's more of a Lamdash person. He does less halacha, and he's Litvish, and they have another team of 50 Hasidim. That do the, I don't know if they're all Hasidim, but that do the halacha piece. So I said to my cousin as he was writing for them, I said to him, boys are going to stop going to Rabbeim. You have everything here. So my cousin is very sharp, and he has a slightly cynical or humorous part to him. And he said to me, Chaim, the boys are so lazy today, they don't even have enough koach to be able to turn to the back of the Gemara to look it up. And sure enough, he was right. The boys who are going to Shir are going to Shir even though there's Masifta. And the boys, there hasn't been much of a bad thing that's come out from Masifta. But it's mind-boggling, the amount of work that they're doing. It dawned on me that, it was Rav Zevin who started the idea, who started Encyclopedia Talmud. This is the idea of getting many, many, many Talmidei Chachamim working together on one project. And it hit me that since the tkufa of Gemara and Medrash, for the next 1,700 years or so, there was no idea of a collaborative effort that brought together hundreds of Talmidei Chachamim doing the same thing. For 1,700 years in the history of Torah, you had Rishonim that wrote by themselves, Rishonim that quote each other. There was Ava, Achva, etc. But the whole idea of a collaborative effort, that in itself is fascinating. So the explosion of tremendous Torah scholarship is really a fascinating phenomenon that Rav Zevin started with Encyclopedia Talmud. So here you could have, it's amazing. What they put out is amazing. So I encourage you to use the resource, use it right, and don't use it wrong. But it's a fantastic resource. Anyhow, so I was looking around, and they had a nice chap. So if you take a look at the words, the back, the last page. So here you see they have the biurei hashach, etc., etc. So remember, we have the shach versus Rabbi Akiva Eger. So on the bottom of the second column, or in the middle of the second column, in Mekoros v'Ha'aros. Take a look. You see that Mekoros v'Ha'aros. So the Venira, about halfway through the second column, they say a beautiful vart. Venira she yisod machlokas haposkim bazet tluya b'tam shetiknu chacham lifrosh b'chol onas avestas. Shadas hashachi shaprisha hu mishum siyog v'geder shelo yavo livo b'shas vesta. So the shach, they claim, is of the opinion that the reason why there's a chi of prisha is in order to make sure that you won't come even b'shas vesta. V'imkein yesh lissar af ba'onish lefnei avestas af she'ein klach shash shematira ba. Ein echanami. What was Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha is Chazal were never afraid that she's going to bleed the night before. So how could you? That's how their take on Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. How could you shach be machmir? So they say the answer is that the shach's concern is not that they're going to have tashmish before and there's going to be dam, but rather what's the chash? The chash is that if they're going to allow right before, then they're going to come to have tashmish during as well. But the other chash is that having tashmish will bring on the veses. So if it's not going to be during the time that the veses is supposed to come, in such a case, you'll be able to be makel. So this is the very, very nice hesber that they give. Hayotzim et vareinu, this is the machlokis, whether you say arvacha arva or not. This is going to be the machlokis between them. And in terms of, finally, how people are noeg, so I mentioned to you the way in which I thought to approach chasanim. Rav Vosner in Shevet Alevi has the following approach. Rav Vosner thinks that the Or Zeruah knew everything that everybody was going to say. And he says, hafuch, they didn't have the Or Zeruah, that the Or Zeruah didn't appear. And so, for example, the Beis Yosef says, this is ridiculous. He says, the Or Zeruah is ridiculous because we paskin that the Ona is only the daytime, only the nighttime. It's not both. It's never going to be both. So what's the pshat? So the Shevet Alevi says as follows. He says, if you look up the Or Zeruah quotes the Gemara. He's aware of the Gemara. And then, after he quotes the Gemara, he says, regilim lifrosh samach levesta chavdal shos, that the custom is to be porish. So Rav Vosner suggests that gufa was a regilim. And regilim is an haga v'chumra shekiblu al atzmam. It was a chumra that they accepted upon themselves. It's not in ignoring the phenomenon of the Gemara. The Gemara already paskin that it's one ona, but they took an added chumrah on themselves. Why did they take an added chumrah? I'm reading from the Shevet Alevi page Chaf Beis. Why did they take a chumrah upon themselves? Either because they felt that there was Yuridas Hadoros, that people were going to be less careful and they needed to create a greater siyag, or because, as the Shach had said, the patterns had become, the vestos had become more unpredictable. So then, once we see the patterns have become more unpredictable, it's not only at 11 a.m. consistently, it's at different times. Once we see that it's going to be at different times, so then in such a case, how do you know that nishtanu hatvan, that maybe it's going to go back even a little bit further? So either way, Rav Vosner suggests that is the source of the Or Zeruah, and that's different than the Shach's understanding. Shach's understanding was that the Or Zeruah is based within halacha. The Rav Vosner's understanding is that it's based on a chumrah. I also, speaking of Rav Vosner, that's another sefer that I would highly recommend, Shi'urei Shevet Alevi. It's written very, very, very well. There are chumras in Shevet Alevi that our rabbeim and our yeshiva do not follow. It is true, but it's a fantastic, fantastic sefer. It's written really, really well. Almost, if you want to get also a good summary of the sugyas as well as the most important discussions from the Shalos of Tshuvas, this is a very, very, very good sefer. Okay, so b'siyata d'shmaya, we reached just Sif Beis. That's all we did. We did Sifim Aleph and Beis. Amir Tzashem will continue on in Kuf Pei Dalet. Amir Tzashem on Monday. Shkoach. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Avi. Shkoach.
I only care about collaboration, the polyphasis in the interior.
Is